Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. The CDC has a new director. She has a few new priorities. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. The new CDC director is Dr. Rochelle Walensky. And Dr. Cohen, she has issued a directive which suggests that it's more effective to wear not just one mask, but two of them.
You know, actually, I think it was first addressed with Dr. Fauci about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago. You know, he said wearing two masks just makes sense. But there was actually nothing, no science to support that notion. He said it just makes sense. You know, now it turns out that there was a study that was recently done by the CDC in lab tests using dummies. They exposed these two dummy heads to potentially infectious aerosols. They had one mask versus two masks. And what they found was if you use one mask, it would reduce the amount of aerosol by 40%. Mm-hmm. But if you wore two masks, it reduced it by 95%.
What do you do when you're on duty at the hospital?
So I myself wear one mask, and I've worn one mask all the time. Oftentimes, because there's a shortage of N95 masks, what people will do is they'll wear their N95 mask, but then they'll put a second surgical mask over that so that they can just replace the disposable surgical mask, but keep reusing their N95 mask, which sort of, again, intuitively makes sense. Having said that, the CDC recommendation is that you don't combine an N95 mask with any other mask and that it should be used alone. They also suggest that you don't wear two disposable masks because they're not designed to fit tightly. And yet a lot of people in the hospital do wear two disposable masks.
What about these mask braces? I saw in the handout from the CDC that you sent me, there's this plastic brace that will actually press the mask firmly against your face.
Right. So the braces are probably a good idea for a variety of reasons. It creates a better fit of the mask on your face, but it also keeps the mask away from your mouth and away from your nose. So that should make it, number one, more comfortable so that you're not fiddling with it, which is one of the ways that you can create contamination as you touch the mask and you touch something else. The second thing is a lot of people are required to wear masks if they're going to the gym and working out. And, you know, people for sure have a sense of suffocation when they've got a mask being sucked into their nose and mouth breathing harder. So the brace will help to keep it away from the face. But I don't know that they're necessarily going to create better protection from the mask other than they reduce the amount of moisture, and the mask isn't as effective when it's too moist.
But between the vaccine now, and I assume that we're going to be inundated with doses pretty soon, and better masking up, we should be finished with this by summer, shouldn't we?
A lot of people really are very skeptical about getting the vaccine. It's really remarkable to me that something that really is, you know, a medical achievement, getting a vaccine created in less than a year, it's really a remarkable achievement. But with that has come a certain amount of skepticism that people say, well, it happened too fast. Well, look, I've gotten both vaccines, so I, as a physician, am willing to and believe in it. I had a few side effects for a short period of time, and that was that. But, you know, people are now saying, but you don't know what's going to happen 3, 4, 5 years down the road. I have to say, I'm actually very surprised at the number of people who just say they're not going to get a vaccine, or they're just going to wait and see what happens. In some cases, they're talking about waiting a few years. So we can have all the supply in the world, but if we don't have the demand, if people aren't willing to get it, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in terms of the total number of people or the percent of the population that will ultimately have it. But apparently, roughly 50 million people in this country have been vaccinated so far.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.